Well, hello, and this is an audio build test. New application I haven't come across before, so I'm trying it out now. I've got 3 minutes to say whatever I want. On the 16th of April, 2013, we've had a few days of spring. The crocuses are out. Daffodils are coming out. After 4 months of interminable winter and freezing cold, March, the average temperature was about 5 degrees, lower than it was in December. And then after all that, when we thought that winter was never going to leave, the spell was broken a few days ago, well, a week and one day ago to be precise, Thatcher died. That spell lasted since 1979, when I was 17. And things were turned upside down on the head then. Never been the same since. Whole communities broken up. Heavy industries on which this area relied. The finance industry, which was accounted for 3% at the time she came in. Now over 40%. Wheeling, dealing, spivs in suits in the city, manipulators of people's money and their own greed. And now this, the benefit cap, the bedroom tax, and all the other iniquitous changes that this Tory government is ushering in, designed to blame the victim. Because the people on benefits were put on benefits, the majority of them, by the Thatcher government to hide the unemployment figures. So you could say that Thatcher was the original benefits swindler. She's getting buried tomorrow. And to me, well, she's getting cremated because she wouldn't dare get buried. The amount of feeling that's in this country, her body wouldn't last under the ground much longer than a few hours, I think. There'd have to be a constant police guard there. And at least if she's cremated, there's no way of desecrating what's left any more than has already been desecrated in people's minds. I just cannot understand where people are coming from with Thatcherism. That's my 3 minutes up anyway.